Actor, filmmaker, comedian Tyler Perry will turn 50 next fall. Meanwhile, Madea, the wildly popular character he created as part comic character, part social commentary, is 68 and holding, as Perry puts it. In 2006, we talked about the origins of Madea, what Tyler Perry had in mind for her, and how he keeps her separate from him. Tyler Perry has created an alter ego that has touched something in millions of families. In the 7 Madea movies, the 8th is coming out in 2019, Perry has made a lasting, if occasionally politically incorrect, impact on the American culture.
I think that's because this character has become was a staple in the African American household a few years ago, and now she's no longer around because grandmothers are much younger and working harder and raising another generation of children.
But that's the thing, you are making really a social point through your comedy, aren't you?
Yeah, totally.
And I gather this was purposeful from day one. She wasn't just a funny character you decided would be funny, and then you added some social commentary to it. This was, I gather, based very much on your own the experiences that you've had growing up.
Yeah, from day one she's been that for me, and she's modeled after my mother and my aunt, which are the NC-17 version of this character. But the great thing about that is there was always a lot of love and wisdom in what they were saying, even though the way they chose to say it was pretty awkward and sometimes even hilarious.
That is what is so funny about it, is that she's not just saying things for effect. There is love and there is respect at the core of this.
Yes, totally.
And discipline.
And she believes in discipline.
You are a very careful craftsman with your words and your character. This is not something you just threw together. You put an awful lot of work into creating this, because she's not just a cranky old lady. I mean, that's kind of a stereotype in comedy, isn't it?
Yeah, it can be a stereotype. But no, she's actually very happy, but she takes no prisoners when something's wrong.
You know, let's face it, I mean, as she goes through everything from road rage to rap music to... wait a minute, does rap music cause road rage?
Yeah, according to Madea, of course, it's one and the same. All of accidents that happen with road rage are somebody's listening to rap music every time.
Well, you know, you got to admit, sometimes she's got a point, doesn't she?
Yeah, she has her own way. She has her own way of saying that. You got to love this woman, you know, just for telling it the way that she sees it, the world through her eyes.
Does she say a lot of things that Tyler Perry could not get away with saying?
Absolutely. I sometimes I'm shocked at the things that comes out of her mouth and that she gets away with. So, yeah, absolutely.
But these are things, I gather that at least some of these things are things you're dying to say, but you can't.
Could not say even if I wanted to, but the costume and the character and the wig, and it's a whole different thing.
Tyler Perry knows the hazard of being too closely identified with a very popular character. He told me in 2006 that he's been trying to be very careful to make sure America knows Madea is not who he is, that they are two very separate people.
Do you ever get tired of her?
Actually, playing the character, yes. Yes, I've gotten to a point where I've become pretty exhausted with it. But as long as audiences want to see it, I'll continue to do it.
I would guess the makeup and the prosthetics alone must be a real...
That's what the pain is, the makeup and the fat suit, and, you know, just being in the fat suit for a couple of hours every night.
And Tyler Perry's life is a true American success story.
It's truly that, yeah, and I'm grateful to God for every moment of it. It's something that I've truly been celebrating lately and learning how to come into the moment and appreciate it.
How do you make sure that you don't forget where you came from?
Oh, that's really, really not hard to do when you've been through as many things as I have, because you appreciate everything else with so much, you have such a level of a higher esteem for everything else that if I didn't have the low, I wouldn't understand how great the highs are.
I'm Bill Thompson, and now I've heard everything.